This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Exercise's true power. A systematic review shows mitochondrial remodeling, not just volume, drives fitness gains. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi, MD and PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strong evidence. A new systematic review and meta-regression analyzing data from 425 human studies reveals that exercise's metabolic benefits depend far more on training intensity and cellular architecture than on the volume of time spent exercising. The analysis, which synthesized evidence on how different exercise modalities reshape mitochondrial content and skeletal muscle capillarization, challenges conventional fitness guidance that emphasizes duration over intensity. Key takeaways: high intensity and sprint interval training produced 2 to 4 times greater increases in mitochondrial markers compared with traditional endurance training when normalized for time. Capillary growth depends more on intervention duration, heat 8 weeks, than intensity alone, whereas mitochondrial adaptations scale with intensity as volume. Training adaptations occur across all age groups, both sexes, and individuals with cardiometabolic or pulmonary disease, challenging the concept of an adaptation ceiling. Vascular remodeling, capillarization, and muscle growth, hypertrophy, are distinct biological responses with different stimulus requirements. Study at a glance, 2 to 4 greater increase in mitochondrial markers from high intensity and sprint interval training compared with traditional endurance training when normalized for time investment. Mitochondrial gains by training type, per unit time, relative increase in mitochondrial markers. High-intensity modalities outpace endurance training when time is controlled. High-intensity interval training, 4.0 sprint interval training, 3.8 moderate intensity continuous, 2.4 traditional endurance training, 1.0. Source: systematic review meta-regression of 425 studies. Georgian Medical Journal. News: training intensity emerges as the primary driver. The meta-regression identified training intensity as the dominant factor shaping mitochondrial expansion within skeletal muscle. When researchers normalized data across different study protocols and participant populations, high-intensity interval training, ET, and sprint interval training, SIT, consistently produced 2 to 4 times greater increases in mitochondrial markers, such as citrate synthase activity and mitochondrial DNA content, compared with traditional steady-state endurance training, despite requiring substantially less total training time. This finding aligns with mechanistic studies showing that high-intensity contractions trigger greater adenosine monophosphate, AMP, accumulation, and activate AMP-activated protein kinase, AMPK, a master regulator of mitochondrial biogenesis. The systematic review of research reveals that the molecular signaling cascade initiated by intensity may be more potent than the chronic adaptation stimulus from duration alone. Volume and duration play distinct roles in vascular remodeling. While intensity dominated mitochondrial adaptation, the meta-regression uncovered a different pattern for capillary density and vascular remodeling. Capillarization, the growth of new blood vessels within muscle tissue, scaled with total training volume, intensity caps duration, but showed a threshold dependency on intervention duration. Studies lasting 8 weeks or longer consistently demonstrated capillary growth, whereas shorter interventions, even if intense, produced minimal vascular expansion. This mechanistic distinction suggests that capillary remodeling requires sustained metabolic demand over time, whereas mitochondrial biogenesis responds more directly to the intensity of that demand. The implications reshape exercise prescription. Building oxidative capacity may prioritize intensity efficiency, while improving oxygen delivery requires longer-term training commitment. Learn more about how exercise modalities translate to clinical outcomes, age, sex, and disease. Do not eliminate trainability. One of the meta-regression's most significant findings contradicted the assumption that certain populations have ceiling effects for exercise adaptation. Across all analyzed subgroups, younger versus older adults, males versus females, and individuals with cardiometabolic or pulmonary disease versus healthy controls, meaningful mitochondrial and capillary remodeling occurred with appropriate training stimulus. Untrained individuals showed proportionally larger relative gains in both mitochondrial and capillary markers, consistent with the concept of greater plasticity in deconditioned muscle. However, well-trained athletes continued to adapt when exposed to higher intensity stimuli, particularly novel training modalities, challenging the notion of a hard physiological adaptation plateau. This evidence suggests that personalized, progressive intensity adjustment remains effective across the lifespan and disease spectrum. Capillarization and hypertrophy are mechanistically distinct. The meta-regression revealed that capillary density and capillaries per fiber could increase substantially even when muscle cross-sectional area, hypertrophy, did not or increased minimally. This finding emphasizes that vascular remodeling is a biologically independent adaptation governed by different regulatory pathways than muscle protein synthesis and myofiber growth. High-intensity training may preferentially stimulate capillarization, whereas resistance training or sustained high-volume training more readily produces hypertrophy. Understanding these distinct mechanisms has clinical relevance for patients with cardiometabolic disease or sedentary lifestyles, where improving oxygen delivery and mitochondrial density may be the priority, independent of muscle bulk. High-intensity and sprint interval training produce 2 to 4 times greater increases in mitochondrial markers compared with traditional endurance training when normalized for time, while capillary growth showed a minimum intervention duration threshold of approximately 8 weeks, regardless of intensity. Systematic review and meta-regression of 425 human exercise intervention studies. What this means? For patients, exercise duration matters for cardiovascular fitness and blood vessel growth, but high-intensity training can deliver superior mitochondrial benefits in shorter sessions. Even older adults or those with chronic disease can remodel muscle and improve aerobic capacity with appropriately prescribed intensity. For clinicians, when prescribing exercise for metabolic health or endurance capacity in time-constrained patients, prioritize training intensity over volume. For cardiovascular benefits and capillary remodeling, ensure minimum 8-week intervention duration. Tailor intensity based on fitness status and disease burden rather than assuming fixed adaptation limits for policymakers. Population-level physical activity guidance may benefit from emphasizing intensity-efficient exercise modalities to improve adherence in busy populations. Public health campaigns can highlight that significant metabolic benefits accrue in shorter timeframes with appropriate intensity, potentially increasing exercise adoption and reducing sedentary lifestyle prevalence across age groups. Frequently asked questions: does this mean I should only do high-intensity training? No. While high-intensity training produces superior mitochondrial adaptations per unit time, capillary growth and cardiovascular function benefit from sustained, moderate-intensity training over 8+ weeks. An effective program integrates both short, intense intervals for mitochondrial efficiency and regular moderate-intensity sessions for vascular remodeling and aerobic capacity. Can older adults achieve the same mitochondrial gains as younger people? Yes, according to the meta-regression analysis. Age did not eliminate adaptation. Older adults demonstrated meaningful mitochondrial and capillary remodeling with appropriate training stimulus. However, they may show slightly smaller relative gains and require progressive, properly periodized intensity increases to maximize adaptation. If I have heart disease or diabetes, can I do high-intensity exercise? The data suggest yes, with appropriate medical supervision and gradual progression. Individuals with cardiometabolic disease demonstrated significant mitochondrial and vascular remodeling with properly prescribed training. However, exercise prescription should be individualized by a cardiologist or exercise physiologist to ensure safety and optimize intensity progression. As exercise science continues to refine understanding of how different training modalities remodel muscle at the cellular level, the evidence increasingly supports a precision medicine approach to fitness. matching training stimulus intensity and duration to the specific adaptation goal, whether metabolic health, cardiovascular function, or time-efficient endurance capacity. This systematic evidence base provides a foundation for clinicians and public health authorities to design more effective, personalized, and sustainable exercise prescriptions across diverse populations. Source: Systematic Review and Meta-Regression, Exercise Modalities and Mitochondrial Capillary Remodeling Across 425 Human Studies.